אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, my name is Alan Shapiro. I'm a senior policy analyst at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I grew up, very interesting story actually, I grew up in a black community, mainly black and some Spanish-speaking people in suburban New York, not a Jewish area, but not far from Jewish areas. And I was actually the only Jewish student in my school growing up. Then when I finished school, I moved to Israel after university, and I was in the army. I served in the army for 2 years, and I lived in Israel for 10 years in Jerusalem. I was an editor at the Jerusalem Post. I met my wife there, a woman from Melbourne. We lived in New York for a little while, for years, and then we have lived in Australia for 12 years. And I've been at the Australian Jewish News and now at AJAC.
Aaron Shapiro, I wanted to ask you about the latest increase of anti-Semitism and the connection to the race protest, the Black Lives Matter. Can you please tell us about this organization first? What is Black Lives Matter? Who is behind that organization?
There were three founders of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter started approximately year 2013 in response to the what was known as the Trayvon Martin incident, which was a black youth in Florida who was approached by some sort of a community civilian security volunteer who challenged him and eventually shot him. And because of Florida laws, this person who shot this black youth, he was exonerated and innocent. They couldn't find something to pin him on. And this created a huge outrage in the United States. In social media, which was growing at that time, just beginning to become as great as it is today, there became a Black Lives Matter movement. A couple of years later, it got bigger, because there was in Ferguson, Missouri, there was an incident, another black person killed, this time by police. And then it became really big. There were big protests. And who these people are who are running the organization, I don't want to get too much into specifics, because it's a very loosely run organization. But they come from the far left. Generally, they themselves have admitted that they're from the far left. You see it a lot in the universities. So they were steeped in far left ideology. But just because they were the ones behind the social media movement doesn't mean that they represent the people who come to the protests. The people who come to the protests are, there's a lot of black people in the United States who are upset with the issues of racism and discrimination and police brutality and all these things. And they aren't so political as people, but they are very outraged, and they come out to march. So you have to separate some of the leadership from the people who actually show up to these rallies.
Right, of course, because many people that join the rallies, they do it because they are not really left-wing, because they really think Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
But what is now the connection to anti-Semitism that worries so much the Jewish community?
Because anybody can go onto social media and make a hashtag Black Lives Matter, and since there really isn't great supervision over who participates in these organizations or who associates with them, you have a couple of things going on. First of all, the Black Lives Matter organization has a movement. They created something called the Movement for Black Lives, which is a play on the words, but it's an umbrella organization, which is the biggest part of it is Black Lives Matter, and it has a lot of other small fringe groups. Also, mainly, I would say, practically exclusively on the left. So they created a political platform. And this created a big issue that people, because their platform is anti-Israel. A couple of years ago, this was a big issue. That's the issue of anti-Israel. But also, there is anti-Semitism. There are people who are in the Black Lives Matter organization who are anti-Semitic, who will express support for Black Lives Matter and then say something that's anti-Semitic. And we actually have seen in the UK, this is funded by Black Lives Matter. Their official chapter has tweeted on some terrible things that are against Israel's right to exist, and that say that they're definitely dabbling between fine line between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, and many people would argue there are anti-Semite among them. And also, we've seen some celebrities who are, I won't go into their names, but they have shown allegiance with the anti-Semitic black leader, Louis Farrakhan, and they've said some other things. Also, again, with Black Lives Matter, they'll associate with them, but then also say anti-Semitic things. And the leaders of Black Lives Matter do nothing to disassociate themselves from this. And that's where the real problem, I think, is that they don't tell people that anti-Semitism is wrong. They just say, oh, it's not us. You know, these people, you know, we don't tell them what to say or do, but we can't, if that's how they feel, we're not going to get involved.
We are talking to Aaron Shapiro, political analyst for AJEC, Australia, Israel Jewish Affairs Council, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. So, Aaron, what you're saying is that different groups are hijacking the agenda of Black Lives Matter, and they put anti-Semitism, anti-Israel agenda to intertwine with the Black Lives Matter, and the leadership behind Black Lives Matter don't dispute it or don't say anything, and they just let them go wild.
Well, yes, it is, and I think plays into their ideology that they have a bit of a revolutionary bent to them, to their thinking. A couple of the leaders of Black Lives Matter have said, oh, we're trained Marxists. They were shown in an interview saying this very proudly. And so I think that they're perfectly fine with a bit of chaos in their organization. And so as far as they're concerned, as long as it moves their political agenda forward, they don't really care who shows up, as long as they get the numbers and they get the headlines and you see things on television. That's all that matters. And, you know, what I'd like to say is very important is that while we see all the publicity for Black Lives Matter, we here in Australia don't realize that, and me, having grown up in the black community in the United States, I can attest, they only represent a small fringe radical element in black society. And you have the majority, I would say, of the black community is not anti-Semitic at all. They're happy to work with the Jewish community and their organizations, including the NAACP, the biggest among them. And they fight anti-Semitism alongside the Jews. And I think that people need to realize there are alternatives to Black Lives Matter.
We can't see the alternative in Australia because Black Lives Matter, actually, when it comes to all the protests and the demonstrations, they dominate all of them here.
Yes.
So it is a problem here for the Jewish community in Australia. Aaron Shapiro, political analyst for AJEC. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.